Compass FM with Steph. In the studio today, we welcome back into Compass FM Amy Pawson. She's from Hope Community Trust. She's from Marketing and Communications. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Morning, Steph. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Hey, really nice to have you back in the studio. Nice to see the sun shining, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
It's really lovely. Hey, so what has the Trust been up to recently?
Oh, we've been very busy keeping things going through the winter season. Obviously, we're busy with our food parcels of people, our community kind meals. Last week we saw over 90 people at our community meal.
Wow.
And just busy with, you know, running a trust.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be very busy. And I imagine you're actually, I know it's not a question, but I imagine you're probably starting to gear up for Christmas already, dare I say it.
Yeah, just working towards what's coming up and what we think the families are going to need in the community.
Absolutely. Must be quite hard. So really important to reach out if you need help to Hope Community Trust. Don't wait.
No, we're always here to help. So if it's from needing some counselling if you're needing a food parcel, please contact us. We are here to help, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, no judgment at all. Hey, Amy, tell us about the up and coming community garden workshop. Now these have been really popular. Have you got some more coming up?
Yes, we do. So September 1 is how to grow a spring garden, which is going to be fantastic because you know you might want to you're thinking about it, but you don't know what to plant or how to get organized. So this is a fantastic workshop. We'll just give you a rundown on what to plant, how to start with seedlings and go from there. So that is on Thursday the 7th of September in our community garden, and it's from 10:30 through to 11:30. So come on down they're always fantastic. So we run them once a month on the first Thursday of the month. This is the next one.
Do we need to register for those or can we just turn up?
Yeah, absolutely. You could just turn up, but just so we have no idea on numbers, it's always good just to give us an email. So Sandra is our coordinator down there. If you give Sandra an email and you can find her details on our Facebook page on the post, or it's just sandra@hopecommunity.co.nz.
Nice and easy. And of course, the good part with those is, when to plant, because I've got some bulbs at home and I'm going, oh, and then some of them need to go in the fridge. I've read on the packet before they get to go outside. It's all sort of new to me. So it'd be really good to go along to these workshops to get some advice and some guidance and just give it a go.
Absolutely. And it's what a great time to start, spring, it's a fantastic time to start thinking about your garden and, giving it a good weed out and ready for, what you can plant for the coming up into spring and summer.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, speaking of having a weed out, what happens if we're going through our drawers at home or some stuff that we don't need anymore, some good quality stuff? Is the Hope Op Shop looking for anything?
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for donations of clothes and furniture and all sorts of pieces. And it's a great way for the Trust just to, recycle and repurpose things in the community that are not needed. And also, be able to, it's great for families who, with the cost of living going up, it's always, these op shops are great to buy some really good clothes at a really reasonable price as well.
And things like, I don't know about you, but we always run out of teaspoons in our house. I'm sure the kids eat them. I don't know where they usually go. So going to op shops, it means that, you're supporting the Hope Community Op Shop by grabbing some teaspoons from there, and you can get some different ones, some old-fashioned ones as well too. It makes it, I guess, that wee moment of maybe having a cup of tea a little bit more special.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just, the little different things that the op shops that you might not find in a normal store. And, it's always just have a quick look around or even a really nice look around, and you'll find these little things that you think, oh, actually, it's fantastic.
And it's not run-of-the-mill. You're not going to be wearing the same as everyone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is so cool. Hey, I'm talking to Amy Pawson from Hope Community Trust. You've got a quiz night coming up, I hear. Tell us all about it.
Yes, so our quiz night is a fundraiser for the Trust. It's going to be at Five Stags on Monday the 11th of September. So we are just looking for anyone that's wanting to come along and support us. You can just email myself, amy at hopecommunity.com community.co.nz and register a team. The details are on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
But it's a fun night out. If you grab a group of six friends or family and come on down to Five Stags, and it'll be a blast.
Oh, quiz nights are always an absolute blast. We had a great one recently, which hang around because we'll also let people know when, you know, the final figures come through. But it is such an important thing to do with fundraising for Hope Community Trust. So if you can just briefly explain to people, you're a not-for-profit, you know, where do you get these funds from?
Yeah, sure. So we are a charity, a registered charity. So funding, you know, we rely on donations from the community, funding through grants, applications, but also, you know, that we get money from the op shop as well and counselling. So, but it all is needed, you know, just to be able to keep going the services that we provide.
And there's
and to
a
be
lot.
Able to keep it. Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of services that Hope Community Trust offer, as you mentioned, counselling services. Do you have like budget advice if we need budget advice?
Yes, so we working with Kingdom Rings Resources, and they do free budgeting advice, which is fantastic. If you're just finding you can't get your budget right, they're fantastic to talk to. You can just email our support email, and we can put you on to them. So they come out here and they provide that service, which is fantastic.
Yeah, even if you had a change of circumstances, absolutely. Maybe someone's not working anymore, or there's a health issue, which means that there's, you know, you're down to one income and things like that as well too.
Yes.
So yeah, just make sure you reach out. Amy, how do we get hold of Hope Community Trust? What would be the first port of call?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to our website. We've got all our services on there. If you're looking at counselling, we have a form that you can fill in and self-refer yourself for the counselling. If you're needing a food parcel, we have a food parcel form on there as well that you can fill in, and one of our staff will get in contact. But it also lists all our other things like our community kai, our fruit and veggie co-op, veggie parcels, and like our other meals that we provide for the community too. So yeah, all our services are on there. All our details to contact us are on there. So that's probably the first port of call. Otherwise, give us a call on 03 928 3066, or email us on our support email.
Thank you so much for coming in, Amy Porson from Hope Community Trust. And a big thank you to everyone on the team, because you've got a lot of volunteers there as well too.
Absolutely.
And everyone who helps at Hope Community Trust. You have a wonderful service that you provide here in North Canterbury.
Thank you.
Compass FM.